Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
I'm John Batzer, enjoying a conversation with Richard Rhines, whose work as editor I read routinely, and it's a pleasure to talk to the fountain of challenges. And the challenge right now is, what is to be done about the United States? Everyone can feel it. I don't need to generalize. We're atomized. We're driven into what some critics have said is this, the world of immutable facts. You can't change what you are when you're born, so we've turned into tribes of what you are when you're born. There's no burden of learning or demonstration of virtue or challenge. That's what you stay and remain. Richard, you have a list here of institutions that are vital to the country. Nation, religion, family, military, education. Do we start in any particular one if we're going to reclaim our civic communion?
Well, I think they're all necessary. There might be needs of the human soul that cry out for more and cry out more loudly. What's very interesting right now that's happening in our country, I'm seeing it even in my parish, I'm Roman Catholic, is people returning to the church, young men in places like New York City filling churches, pastors being alarmed, not wondering what to make of this. That to me, and this is obviously not going to change the country overnight, and it may not even be a huge numerical presence, but it's something. It hasn't happened before. It seems already to flip a script that somehow inevitably religious institutions in America, even though we are by far still the most religious country in the modern world, except for Israel, that somehow this isn't going to be an inevitable descent into secularism. Another thing, it seems to me, there is a desire to have an impact on education. And you see conservatives understanding pedagogically that these institutions, many of which are emitting hateful ideas about our country, about our founding, we might say at best misinformed, but I think also the idea was to undermine any sort of confidence in our country. And also the realization that things that are being said about very intimate parts of human nature were just not true. And there's a desire and a pushback to do something about that. That is ongoing. There is also a sense that our military has a telos. I mean, that's something we can say about all of these institutions. These institutions have purposes. They exist for certain reasons. And those reasons are bigger than any one individual who is a part of them. Everyone is supposed to play a part in these institutions because they're good for you. It's good for you to be in them. And it's also good and necessary for our country. And there's this sort of feedback loop of goodness that comes from that. That comes from the sacrifice and the loyalty and devotion. And we don't, you know, we're sort of like, I think, realizing that now slowly, some people are. So those are happening, but it's not going to be overnight. And what we have done is we have said, well, everything must be shaped in the light of some sort of hyper individualistic mentality. And we've done this now. We have played this string out for 60 years. And you know, even if at a basic level, if you're a part of that, you have to ask yourself, what's left to rebel against? What's left to redefine? Everything has been redefined according to that broad mentality. And where are we? Does it look good? Does it look sustainable and enduring? That's sort of the flip the script moment, I think, where people sort of say, oh, this actually didn't lead to salvation. This led to something else. So all of these institutions, you know, nothing gained, nothing lost. Things can be reclaimed, but it takes a while. But I think the first step is to say that the human person is relational, bears dignity, bears integrity, but needs other people. And you've got to be willing to work and love and sacrifice with other people. And the answer cannot just be, individualistic paeans that we saw in a lot of Supreme Court opinions, and increasingly that we saw in a lot of progressive political campaigns. It is actually not true that this is going to be the final summation of human destiny and meaning. So that coming out of that process will take a while. It may look messy at times. I think, certain situations, it looks messy now, but that's the beginning point of our learning.
If we ask our leadership in Washington to put away the violent language, will that help start the process?
That would indeed be good. I think this also kind of speaks to a formation process of political parties, and political parties actually being very thin and not having the sort of same formative capacities they did over American citizens, and also formative capacities over the politicians themselves. Politicians speak this way because of the rewards and the incentives at play now in our institutions, and also the ways in which the political institutions, and I'm talking about being a part of Congress or being in the executive branch, don't bear the same meaning and weight anymore. It becomes about you standing on top of it. And so that overcoming that is incredibly difficult. The way through it, though, is going to be to think about a certain conception of freedom and virtue and political understanding that goes beyond mere self-seeking, but also recognizes this country,
right,
vast, diverse, but also competitive, and also willing to live with difference and willing to live with compromise and debate. And it's, one good step would be, let's have a sane political party, either political party. But let's also recognize that no one election threatens your existence, threatens your liberty, or threatens who you are.
Yes, we're going to
both
be
party,
all right.
Both parties play into that dynamic. I worked at the Heritage Foundation under Kevin Roberts from 2022 through 2023. The beginning of every speech he gave was that we were one election away from losing our republic.
Richard, I have to stop us here. There's more to say. Richard Reinsch, writing at Civitas Outlook for Civitas Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.